Good morning, church. Y'all doing okay today still? Amen, amen. Go to the Lord in prayer again. Dear Father God, we thank you for your love, mercy, and your grace. God, I ask you to fill in for me, and may I send out the way for your word, dear Lord. And I pray that our ears be open and our hearts receive the message today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God gave me this title, church, for this sermon today, Faith to Faith. Do we know what faith to faith mean? I didn't know what it mean until I started diving into it. It means from the beginning when you first found Christ until death, until the end. We're to have faith to faith. We're not to waver in any way. And you know, I think it's time for all of us to examine ourselves to see where we stand with Christ, because we know that we're living in the last days, amen? Amen? So we have to truly know what we believe. We have to truly know where we stand. We came to Christ by faith. We finished by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, Romans 1:17. What does this mean? It means that our whole life will be faith. As the Apostle Paul said, in it, the righteousness of God reveals from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? We live by faith. The life that we now live in the flesh, we live by faith. Of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. There is life in faith. And if we don't have faith, we're not living. Now let us come to an understanding, church. Faith is not a thing of a moment. If you believe a thing today, and if you doubt it tomorrow, you and I don't have faith. Remember, from faith to faith, faith is a continuously thing. And if you know something about the sanctuary, when you first walk into the sanctuary, there's the altar of sacrifice. The fire had to burn continuously. Sacrifices was made continuously. And they did that by faith. Then when you walk into the holy place, there's the table of showbread. Those things had to be made and placed on that table continuously. There's the altar of incense. That fire had to be going continuously. And that's the candlestick. It had to burn continuously. Amen? So you and I, by breathing, we cannot live, not by breathing, for one day. And cease to breathe the next day. As soon as you cease to breathe, you cease to what? You cease to live. We die. Amen. And the same thing it is with faith. When you and I cease, yours and my righteousness, life cease. Hebrews 11:6. And it says, it is impossible to please God without faith. Now that's a heavy report. It is impossible to please God without faith. So, if we exercise faith as often as long as we breathe, we will be righteous as long as we live, because we are living in Jesus and hoping in Jesus and trusting in Jesus. So, do we have the honor of being dishonored for Jesus? Do we have the honor being dishonored? And I've learned this in studying faith and dissecting the word faith. You know, whether we live or die, we're going to be okay. Amen? Amen. The world didn't create us, so the world can't control us. Amen. And we have to get to that and understand that, because we have to start living like we're leaving. Amen? And I've learned you can't control someone who don't care. So if we don't care about this world, we can't be controlled. That's the bottom line. Acts 5:29, Peter and his friend preached. They chose to obey God rather than man. We stand for Jesus. That's what they said. And in 32, it says, and we are his witness of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. 39 says, but if it be of God, no one can stop it. And if they try to stop it, they will be fighting against God himself. Amen. That is a good wow. Amen. 42 says, in the temple and every house, they never stop teaching or preaching Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we have to get to that. No matter what happens in our life, we have to preach Jesus, our Lord, because we're going to a better place. Amen? We have one God, church, one God, and that God is not man, and it's not in of man. Revelation 14:7 says, fear God and give him the glory. Revelation 14:12 reads, here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of who? Jesus. The faith of Jesus. That's you and that's me. Genuine faith is followed by love and love by obedience. The daily question is this: what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Lord, what would thou have me to do? And if you ask that question, he'll show you what he wants you to do, because he wants us to know. God goes with his word, and wherever we are with Jesus, finish that, Bob. Finish it. We're going to be okay, church. And you know, my father, that's my father-in-law back there, he shared that with us in Sabbath school one Sabbath, and I have helped. I'm not supposed to be weeping up here. I had it together, you know, when I was going over this. But I have truly held on to that saying. Thank you, brother. And in that, let me ask you a question. As life goes on, do you know if you're with Jesus or not? We know. We know. We know if we're doing wrong. We know if we're doing right. We know if we're gossiping. We know that we're not doing the things that the Lord says to do. But the key word is, wherever you are with Jesus, you're going to be okay. Whether if we live or whether if we die, do it in Jesus, do it for Jesus, because he did it for us. And he rose. We rose with him when he rose. And if we die, no matter what it is, we're going to rise again. It's just a sleep, church. Faith to faith. John 6:63. The words of Christ are the dividing line between life or death. If we are always ready, we never have to worry about getting ready. Amen. The problem is we make our own gods instead of worshiping the God of creation. We make our own gods no matter what it is. Have we in these last precious hours of our probation been putting the very best material into our character building? These are just a few questions to, like I said, we have to examine ourselves. Have we been purifying our souls from every stain that we have? Have we followed the light? Have we worked corresponding to our profession of faith? The things that we know, are we doing the works that God says to do? While mercy lingers, while the Savior is making intercession, let us make sincere work for eternity. And we got to remember this, church, no matter what happens in this world, the battle belongs to who? The Lord. We're not in the fight. We're in the middle of it, but the fight is the Lord's. The great crisis is just before us all to meet its trial and temptation that is coming and to perform its duties will require persevering faith. Everything that we have to give it. Everything that we know in Christ, we have to use it. Now it's not the time to bail out. This is not the time to get off the boat. We got to stay in the boat because the boat is going to shore with or without us. And God's will is that God's will is that no one should perish. And with that said, not one praying soul, not one believing soul will be ensnared by the enemy. The word of God is life. Matthew 14:27 says, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." He tells us that. You know what helped Peter up when he walked on water, right? It was the word. Peter told him to, God told him to come to me. Jesus did. The word helped Peter up. But in Peter, some say Peter looked around at his friends. Some say Peter got nervous. No matter what was the case, he started to sink, right? So we have to keep our eyes on Jesus no matter what. Maranatha, page 156 says this, "Evil angels are upon our tracks every moment of every day. They assume new grounds and work marvelous miracles in our sight. We must all now seek to arm ourselves for the contest in which we must soon engage in." And faith, and we got to have the faith in God's word. Prayerfully study and practical apply. We have to practical study. We have to prayerfully study and practically apply it, what we studied. That will be our shield from Satan's power, and it will bring us off as conquerors through the blood of Christ. Amen. Church, I want to say this too. I know that many hearts are asking questions about these last days events. God says our bread and water will be sure. Did he not? That's what he said. Our bread and water will be sure. We don't know how it would take place, but we know who. God said it, and we have to cling to his promises. And there's a little green book that you was handed. I don't know if everybody got one, but it has God's promises in that book. And it's very interesting. A Seventh-day Adventist, she put this together, and she gives these out free. And if you need any more to pass out, you can just call that number on there. But it's nothing but God's promises in there. And I think we need to read and study and learn God's promises. And that's going to keep us strong. So don't lose faith of Jesus. He says, "I will never leave you, church, or forsake you. I will be there until the end. As we stand for him, he will stand for us." May our faith keep our fears under control. Yes, there are tough times ahead, but we're going to be okay. Be of good cheer. God got all of us, and he's going to guide us all the way home. Stay faithful until the end. Remember, it's faith to faith from beginning until the end. From when we first met Christ until we get to be with him forever. And again, wherever we are with Jesus, we're going to be okay. Psalms 22:22, David is target of scorn and ridicule. He is forced to listen to his enemies as they mock his faith. But you know what got David through? Because he continues to hold on to what he knows to be true. And that's where we have to be as Christians. We have to hold on to what we know is true. We can't waver to the left. We can't waver to the right. You know, I was I saw something on Facebook. There was a Seventh-day Adventist lady, and she was with her. She has a daughter and a grandkid, and she posted something on there. And she had a fear about how is she going to make it in the last days. And she asked the question: are churches preparing people for the last days? Are churches teaching people what to do, how to grow this, how to do that, and everything like that, you know? And I just put a little comment on there just to keep her strong and different things, you know. And I just share what I know. There's someone out there that's thinking the same thing. And so my point is, even Seventh-day Adventist hearts are filling with fear. And me personally, I think it is a good idea for churches to put on something, to do something for their fellow members to keep them strong, because we're people too, you know. Everybody's trying to make it. Everybody's heart is kind of being shaken, and Satan knows this. And if he can get us off track, but we have to remember, again, wherever you are with Jesus, and that's the key word, with Jesus, you're going to be okay. Whether you live or whether we die, we're going to be okay. And I'm going to end this. This is pretty short today. I think we have our closing song is Day by Day. But I want to say this also, that I want to keep in prayer. If your faith is being shaken by any way, if you need special prayer, to come up during the song, and we're going to pray at the end for everybody, because we don't know how we're going to feel or what's going on. But at the same time, we know how this is going to end. But, you know, the world is going crazy. The world is getting crazy more and more each and every day. So we have to hold on to Jesus no matter what. Amen? Amen. Day by day, church. Amen? Dear Father God, we thank you for another Sabbath day. We thank you for another time to get to worship with you and to fellowship with others, dear Lord. I pray for this congregation. I pray for everybody around the world, Lord. May we seek you. May we repent. May we make things right with you before you come. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being our God. And I pray that we may be a people that you say, these are my children, to whom I am well pleased. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.